Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In an era of cynicism, the world had a hero.
Chad Dukes versus the world. 106.7 The Snow.
Smoke some dank, call it all in the eye. Decatur, old national got the skanks. Everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's the M.I. cricket letter. Ain't no one better.
What is going on in there? Jared, I hate to let me break down the fourth wall. We don't really think Brock bangs his dog, or at least we don't. We hope he doesn't bang his dog. What happened is that Brock crowbars his dog into every conversation, and he talks about his dog in a way that Landfill and I haven't heard a man talk about a dog before. So just to kind of, you know, in the theater of, in the effort to be theatricality, you take it a step further for comedic effect. That's all that it is. Like, you'll be talking to Brock like, hey man, did you watch any TV last night? He's like, no, I just spent time with my dog, just me and my dog. And you're like, what? Nobody asked you about that. What are you talking about? Hey, Brock, it's going to snow tomorrow. Do you need a hotel room down by the station? No, I have to sleep with my dog. That's the only way it's going to work. Also, I'm rock hard. Like, that's, you just can't have a conversation with him where something weird doesn't happen like that. So Landfill and I like to take it to the next step and allege that he's copulating. Yes, Brock.
That's not true.
Okay, maybe it's not. I hope it's not, you know? I don't want that to be true. I want to think that you just love dogs like I love dogs. You don't love dogs.
No, I don't love dogs.
So you hate dogs?
I don't hate dogs. I've been bamboozled. Landfill gets into this repeating pattern where right. It's just, what's your take about certain things? Or then he just says insulting things to me and then tells me how my bits suck. Constant repeating cycle from him.
Is there any work for the show going on in that room? Any work for the show?
That's the most frustrating thing, is that I'm trying to do work and he is trying to sabotage. He's the CDVTW show saboteur. He sabotages you. He sabotages me. He sabotages everything.
All JR's been doing is booking rooms at the Embassy Suites all day. I know he's not working on the show. And Brock, you're just sitting in there talking about making out with your dog. Landfill is the only one working on the show today.
Look, these two spent the entire commercial break talking about all the days they're going to take off from the show.
Of course.
They're just plotting about times they can call out how bad the snow has to be before Brock doesn't have to show up.
Oh, I can't believe we have to come in here and deal with that a-hole every single day. I'm going to call out sick for a month.
Brock's just devastated because none of the salespeople are going to be here tomorrow.
Because he wants to have sex with all of them. Right. So here's another problem, is that we are dealing with a situation where every single person that works in this building is off tomorrow, except the programming department. Like, everybody always acts like this is an easy job, and it is. I'm not going to say it's a hard job, but it's a job you have to work at. But the one part where we really get screwed, blued, and tattooed, as they say, is they are shutting down Entercom tomorrow. It is not going to be doing business. Guess who still has to come in? These four jerkwads. And by the way, guess who isn't going to show up? That bald, bushy-bearded weirdo in the other room wearing the same shirt that he's been wearing for the last 6 months. There's no chance that guy shows up in this building. Why? Because he's not in programming. And anyone that isn't in programming is our enemy. And we always have to remember that. We're going to close the office down. Oh, except for you, jerks. Like, anyone's going to be in their cars tomorrow. Like, anyone's going anywhere. They've closed every school for the past 5 years. Anytime there's a partial eclipse, they're not going to close it for 3 inches of snow. God bless. I don't even care. Like, I don't mind doing the show. I don't mind coming to work. I like it. But it's so stupid because nobody is going to be listening. I'm going to be sitting here talking to myself, which I'll do. JR will enjoy the program tomorrow. Shorts, thumbs up or thumbs down? Do you think Brock bangs his dog? All right, that's a thumbs up. See, that's just getting someone's opinion, Brock. I don't. See, look, here's me. Here's your pal. your radio Sherpa, thumbs down. I just think that you're weird. I think you've done enough crystal meth in your life that it's eroded some parts of your brain where you're able to speak like a human being. And so when I say, hey, man, what are you doing this weekend? And you say, I'm not leaving the apartment because my dog's there and I can't leave him. Like I just think that you don't mean it the way that it sounds when you say it to me. Right? Is that fair?
I got you.
Okay. How much peanut butter you got in your house? Is it an appropriate amount?
Half a giant jar.
If I go in there and I see a 50-gallon drum of peanut butter, I'm calling social services.
25 gallons.
Okay. All he has is giant oil drum of peanut butter, giant oil drum of beans. That's it. That's the only thing left in the house. How's your new girl? You got a new girl?
Things are happening.
Good. Congratulations. Happy for you. You know what Landfill has? Landfill has trips to Hooters with me where the stools hurt his butt so much he has to stand every 90 seconds. That's all he has.
Completely true. 100% honest.
It's been a hell of a show today, as people can tell. Wheels are coming off a bit. We just got an email saying that no one will be here tomorrow except for us. Except for us.
It's not like they do any work when they are here anyway.
Shorts, thumbs up or thumbs down. Are you going to be in tomorrow? Shorts, thumbs up or thumbs down. That's a middle thumb. That's a middle thumb what he had right there. That looks like the caramel bugle of a thumb right there. That's what it looks like. Well, I mean, who's going to sit? I counted 16 people in the break room today, by the way. I walked by there. There was 16 people in that break room. Unbelievable. The update for the coffee quiz. For those of you that don't know, we have a coffee club here on Chad Dukes Versus the World where we're basically like Quentin Tarantino's character in Pulp Fiction in more ways than one, where he likes good coffee. Like, Bonnie makes S. He buys the good coffee because when he drinks it, he wants to taste it. They provide coffee here at Endercom, and it is basically 10W-40. Like, it's Havoline. And all the rubes and the boobs that work here just simply suck that stuff down all day. Well, we're not going to do it. We have our own thermos of coffee. But what has happened is when Brock is going into the kitchen, into the devil's lair, and starts making the coffee, and it starts smelling like real coffee, all of the graspers, the grasping-ass graspers that work here, they start gravitating over towards him. Like, ooh, that smells good. How come your coffee's different? Can I have some of that? No. You can't. It's coming back over here to this hellhole for reasons like this. Reasons like this. Tomorrow, Big Shooter's going to be here. And look, all of you people that are going to be working, even though there's some slight precipitation coming down, know that I respect you and know that this slightly below average radio show will be here with you for the duration tomorrow. There will be no best of. I'm not going to pull what I like to call a junkies and blame the weather and stay in Florida. It's not going to happen. All right. Where are we at? 5 o'clock? All's well. 5 p.m., USA Today's NFL reporter Mike Jones will join us. The arms race in the NFC. Talk about that. Some of the free agency stuff. We'll get to all of that. Then at 5:30, I have no idea what we're going to do, so don't miss that. I have absolutely no clue what we're going to do. I have run out of material, and so at 5:30, anything is possible. It's Chad Dukes Versus the World.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.